B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Matchbox 20 coming to Lakewood on July 2nd. Lead singer Rob Thomas joining us this morning on Zoom. Rob, it's great to have you guys back together, but why did you go solo in the first place?
The thing is, when Matchbox became more collaborative and more the guys were writing, and I was still writing as much as I ever wrote, so I needed a place that I could go and unload my songwriting so that I wasn't so precious about real estate in Matchbox, and I didn't want to become domineering, and I didn't want this to be a place where they couldn't be creative and they couldn't feel that need to write. And so because we do that, we make less records and we're touring a little less, but whenever we do it, everybody feels more hands-on, like, and they're like a part of it.
Is there a difference in your songwriting when you're writing something for yourself versus you're writing something for the band?
No, I mean, I'm just writing all the time. And then if I'm working on a Matchbox record, it's really the songs that I write that they like are the ones that wind up on the record. And, and if they don't get it, then that's what probably winds up on my solo record.
Talking to Rob Thomas, lead singer of Matchbox 20.
Rob, I've been a fan since 96, and now my 10-year-old daughter, she's a big fan. We listen to the music together. Are you seeing that's how new generations are finding your music?
Well, I mean, there's no accounting for taste, first of all. I find that, just like when I was a kid, you know, so much of the bands up to a certain point until I started to find my own way were influences from my parents. You know, like that's probably why I was such a big Fleetwood Mac fan, or why I was a big George Benson fan, or Willie Nelson fan. Those kind of things were just, they were ingrained into me. And I see a lot of that now because we've got like three generations now almost, you know, because there's three decades that have gone by. Sure. So like, you know, the people that were my age are almost 80 now. You know, I've watched a lot of these fans. I've seen these fans over the last 30 years, you know, come either like some of them went from college and now, you know, they've got kids that have kids and they're bringing those kids out. So it's kind of like, you know, that's the whole plan, is just to incubate them in house and just keep them all together and then just keep growing new fans like a farm. Copyright Rob Thomas, 2023.
Pretty sure Rob just announced his own cult. Very nice. Nice to chat, but we got to get down to business. The real reason Rob checking in is that he wants to prove that he's smarter than Kara.
No way. How did it get back to him?
When it comes to pop culture trivia.
I love this. It's awesome.
So we'll put that to the test. Tad, Drex, and Kara chatting with Rob Thomas, lead singer of Matchbox 20. And we're going to play a round of Are You Smarter Than Kara?
All right, Rob, here's how it's going to go. If Kara beats you, you have to give us a pair of tickets to your July 2nd show at Lakewood.
Yes, and of course, we'll turn around and give those away.
And if you beat Kara, what do you want?
If you lose, you have to donate $100 to Sidewalk Angels Foundation.
Done. That's a deal.
All right, Kara, why don't you get out of the studio? Kara will step out. I'm going to ask you these five trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she'll pay $100 to your charity, the Sidewalk Angels Foundation. Question number one. Matchbox 20 heads to Lakewood Amphitheater July 2nd. True or false, before starting Matchbox 20, Rob Thomas belonged to a band named Tabitha Secret.
That's true, but that's unfair because, of course, I know that.
Question number two, Stranger Things star Noah Schnapp was seen crawling on the roof of his fraternity house on St. Patrick's Day. What streaming app can you watch Stranger Things on?
Netflix.
Question number three, Jeff Bezos' $6 billion bid to buy the LA Lakers has been rejected. Jeff started what e-retailer?
Amazon.
Question number four, the creator of the original Mean Girls movie is suing the movie studio behind the sequel. What day of the week do the girls in that movie wear pink?
Sorry. I want to say Friday. I know I'm not right, but I'll say Friday.
Finally, number five, Taylor Swift is reassuring fans that the headfirst dive off stage is part of her show. What year was Taylor born? And a hint, it's also the name of one of her albums.
1984?
motioning Kara to come back in the studio.
Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 got three right, and I think you know the ones you missed, Rob.
I know I was going to miss Taylor Swift, and that's going to be her because she lives in, you know, in radio world. Even if she doesn't know the number four, she's definitely going to know number five. So I'm already whipped going into this. I just want to know. I want you to know how to know this.
Kara back in the studio. Question number one, Rob Thomas. True or false, Rob Thomas belonged to a band named Tabitha Secret before Matchbox 20?
I'm pretty sure that's true.
It is true. That's what Rob said one-to-one. They're the pride of Columbia, South Carolina.
That was the only one. That was the only chance I had right there.
Question number two, what streaming app can you watch Stranger Things on?
Netflix.
That's what Rob said, 2-2.
Question number three, Jeff Bezos started what e-retailer?
Amazon.
Yeah, Rob said that as well. We're tied at three.
Question four, Mean Girls, what day of the week do the girls wear pink?
Wednesdays.
Ah!
Wednesdays. Everybody knows that, Rob.
Dagger in the heart.
Finally, question five. What year was Taylor Swift born?
1989.
Now, Rob, 5 years short there. He said 1984. We got a final score. Kara 5, Rob Thomas from Matchbox 23. Rob, are you smarter than Kara?
No. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Rob, Kara's record is actually 1,427 wins and just 47 losses.
That's pretty impressive. That is pretty impressive.
Right now on the phone, working out in those streets, our celebrity insider, A. Wood, who works in the TV and movie business and sneaks off set with some casting calls, some of the shows and movies they're filming around town. What's up, A. Wood?
All right. So listen, this week's casting is a good one, and I love it because you can get a car bump.
Ooh.
Oh, nice. That means you bring your car, they use your car in the movie or the TV show, and they pay you extra money.
That's exactly it. And in this case, you can get $175 or $200. That's big money.
Is all these casting calls, is it just what do you already have that can make you more money, like your karate skills or your car?
It does feel like that. So, again, in this instance, if you have an RV or a camper from like 1970 to 1989, there's a new series coming on Peacock called Hysteria. And they need you and your RV.
I worked at a radio station when I was in college. And over the summer, I used to rent an apartment. But one summer, I was like, you know what? They had a thing called the Stagecoach. It was a country station. It was a big RV. Yeah. I slept in that RV for the entire summer. The morning show would come out at 9 a.m. and rock the RV back and forth to wake me up.
Oh, you liar. It was already rocking.
All right. So if this is you, you and your camper can show up on set. Follow me on all social, the bird, the book, the gram, and I will tell you how you can submit. You can roll on up on set.
So we've all done it before. I can't be the only one who's been tempted by a late night infomercial or seen some crazy thing pop up in my Facebook or Instagram feed.
Are you saying that the As Seen on TV is now like the As Seen on social media?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
100%.
Right. It takes nothing. All you have to do is buy some ads on Instagram and you can sell whatever garbage you have.
Yeah.
This product that I just bought is not garbage.
And you're saying you bought this on social media, so you found the one.
Well, so I've been scammed from social media before. So when I saw this, I was so intrigued that I did a little research first, and it was something that was on Shark Tank, and I went like directly through the company that actually makes it.
Shark Tank is different than just social media.
Yes. Because it's local businesses or, you know, small businesses trying to make it big. And this thing is the coolest product I've ever seen.
Did the sharks go for it?
The sharks did go for it.
You said coolest. Now, there's a difference between coolest and, like, effective.
Oh, it's effective, too. And the things that excite me now are totally different from the things that excited me, like, let's say, a year ago.
Yeah, it could be like something kitty or
baby.
Something.
Yeah.
It is a baby product. So if you know a new mom out there or somebody who's getting ready to have a baby, get them a tush baby.
Tush baby.
It's like a super fancy fanny pack that's got a shelf on it for your baby to sit on.
Oh, this
Wait,
is perfect.
What?
This is, yes, it is incredible. So it straps around you like a fanny pack.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of pockets and cool things for you to put bottles and burp pads and pacifiers and your cell phone.
So there's a container inside and then the baby sits on top? It's sort of like an extra hip.
It's exactly like an extra hip. It's got a little like kick up so that the baby can straddle the little kick up and sit there, or you can face them forward, or they can hang out on your back.
So you still got to hold them,
though. You still need to hold them with one arm, of course.
But a little bungee cord or maybe some duct tape.
I like that.
Who
duct
doesn't want to squeeze a cute baby?
For sure.
Another great use.
This sounds like Batman's utility belt, but for a mom.
Yes.
I'm going to put it up on the B98.5 Instagram and the Tad Drex and Kara Facebook page so you can see it. And I got a little video
for
you.
We need to check its weight capacity, Tad. Maybe Kara could bring it in.
No.
We could hop on her hip and just see its durability.
No.
That's a great point Drex brings up. What if you don't have kids? What could you use this giant fanny pack kid seat for?
Your cat. You could pop them up there and carry them around with you if you wanted to.
Nuggets.
Yes, you could put a plate of food on there, a charcuterie board.
Seen this. Like, it would hold the full nugget tray get catering.
And then you got the dipping sauces.
In the pouch, you put the Polynesian.
Brilliant. Who needs a baby?
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
727, we're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Partly cloudy, warm today with a high of 83. Showers, thunderstorms tomorrow and a high of 79. 61 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you who America's favorite fast food is in just a second, but there's another scam making the rounds I need to tell you about, and this one's actually pretty terrifying. If you receive a panicked call from someone who sounds just like a family member or a friend that's asking you for cash, it could totally be a scam. Crooks are now using artificial intelligence to clone voices to trick you into sending money.
No way.
All they need is a very short clip of your actual voice. They can get it from social media, and then they can do their thing. And before you know it, you're coming off of hundreds of dollars because you think someone's in jail or has been taken or a myriad of other excuses that they try and give you.
This is a scary piece of technology, Tad. I could take a 20-second clip of you talking on the radio, upload it to this website, and then I can make you say whatever you want, and I just can't wait.
Can you make that version of me sound semi-intelligent?
That's not hard.
But I love this because that was a great excuse. I can't wait for like my mom to call me,
right?
And I'll be like, yeah, right. Good try.
What's wrong, sweetheart? Tell mommy.
Police do say that if you receive a call like this, to hang up immediately and then call the person directly who supposedly just called you to verify their story. And then, of course, once you find out that everything's okay and they didn't call you in the first place, you're supposed to report it to the FTC.
It's only a matter of time before you get a call from yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, hello, I'm Tad. I'm a Nigerian prince. You'd be like, all right, how can I say no?
Now, we love our fast food, don't we? But who's got the heart of the people when it comes to customer satisfaction? Stacker ranked the 23 major fast food brands based on customer satisfaction. Can you take a wild guess at who came out on top? By a mile. Chick-fil-A was number one. Number two was Jimmy John's. And number three was Domino's and KFC.
Oh, I like it.
Speaking of by a mile, how is it that Chick-fil-A can consistently have the longest lines in the drive-thru and still be number one on this list?
It's my pleasure.
They move through it,
baby.
They're
so nice, and they bust through everything so quickly.
They already know what you want.
He told them.
They're like, hey, Tad, it's 9:87, but I haven't ordered. We know.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Kimberly in Lithonia, are you the luckiest woman alive or what?
Absolutely. Good morning. Yes, I hope that I am today.
Do you know how many people were calling in to win those John Mayer tickets? And you have secured those no matter what happens here.
Oh, that is awesome. My niece absolutely loves John Mayer, so that's great.
Love it. All right, why don't you kick our pop culture princess out of here?
Get out, Girl Scout.
I'm gone, Kimberly. Good luck.
All right, Kara's going to step out. We'll ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, you get the John Mayer tickets and $100 cash. And if you lose, you just get the John Mayer sold-out tickets to see him at State Farm Arena. Ready for question one?
I'm ready.
The actor who played Ron Burgundy is in town filming a new Amazon Prime movie with Reese Witherspoon. Who's that actor? Ron Burgundy?
Anchorman?
Oh, I know who that is. I cannot think of what his name is.
All right.
Question number two. Atlanta hip-hop star CeeLo Green is okay after falling off a horse while riding it during a birthday party.
It was inside of a club, too, Ted.
Is that a real story?
It's a real story.
Was it a miniature horse?
No, it's full size.
It's so adorable. What's the name of the popular horse race that takes place on the first Saturday of May every year?
Kentucky Derby?
Question three, KFC's launching chicken nuggets starting Monday. This is just happening now.
Yeah, original recipe chicken nuggets. Yeah.
Okay. Can you name the other fast food restaurant that KFC is sometimes attached to?
Taco Bell.
Number four, Tom Brady's become part owner of a WNBA team, the Las Vegas Aces. In blackjack, how much is an ace worth?
10 points.
It's worth... Two different things, right?
Yeah. One or ten.
Number five, Beyonce and Adidas are parting ways after 5 years. What beverage was Beyonce's 2016 album named after?
Lemonade.
All right, bringing Kara back in.
I'm not giving her number four. I can't. All right, but otherwise, did really well. We'll see what happens. Kara answers the same questions. Coming back in.
All right, Kara, ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Who plays Ron Burgundy?
Will Ferrell.
Yeah, Kimberly missed that one. You could see his face, I bet. It's 1-0.
Question two, popular horse race, first Saturday of every May every year?
The Kentucky Derby.
So Kimberly said. Carrie, you're up 2-1, though.
Number three, what fast food restaurant is KFC sometimes attached to?
Taco Bell.
That's the greatest stop on the planet. 4-2. That's what Kimberly, 3-2. That's what Kimberly said.
Question four, in blackjack, how much is an ace worth?
1 or 11.
Kimberly said 10, then she said 1 or 10. I don't believe in my heart she knew it, so I didn't give it to her. It's 4-2.
Number, you don't believe it in your heart.
That's right. Well, that's Jeez. Where the truth stands.
Getting
the truth lies.
Question five. What beverage was Beyonce's 2016 album named after?
Lemonade.
Throw a little shade in there, and you got a Beyonce album. All right, final score, 5-3. Kimberly in Lithonia. Are you smarter than Kara?
Not today. Congratulations, Kara.
You. Your new record, 1,428 wins, 47 losses, Kara.
Ooh, sorry, Kimberly.
No cash, but you get to see John Mayer solo. State Farm Arena sold out Monday night.
Gravity, yes.
We play twice every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35. You can always sign up in advance. Just go to TadDrexandKara.com.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Tina is on the phone, and you're looking to get some forgiveness, and you actually have a kind of a goal in mind. You need forgiveness for a reason.
I need to get forgiveness from Julie so she'll sell me her house.
Oh. All right. What's happening?
Just a small thing.
I know it's difficult now sometimes with houses. There's so many people that are interested.
Yeah. Just don't have enough inventory yet. And people are like doing really like strange and desperate things. And it sounds like you did that.
Exactly. We were desperate to get into the specific neighborhood in Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
So where a lot of our friends live and the elementary school's there, it's a 10 out of 10.
Nice.
Like it covers all bases. So we sent a handwritten note to 20 houses asking if anyone would consider selling.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so you really wanted it on this school district.
I know.
So did anybody bite?
This woman, Julie, she responded saying that they were leaving the state for a new job opportunity and were going to list the house soon. But if me and my husband would make a solid offer, they'd consider selling it to us off market.
Okay.
Nice.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
Right.
So we went back and forth on email and we came to terms and we got the house.
Good
oh, that's
you.
Awesome.
Hold on, but you did all this through email before even like going inside and seeing the house? You agreed on a price and all that?
We saw pictures and we were like, good enough for us. We're in.
That sounds dangerous.
We were so excited. And then we actually met Julie and we walked through the house for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out that Julie and I have a past.
Oh.
We went to the same high school 15 years ago. And I ratted Julie and her friends out for smoking in the bathroom. I know. During their senior year, and Julie wasn't allowed to go to homecoming.
Oh, my God.
But hang on a second.
Oh, no.
Until you saw her face, you didn't know who this was? You
didn't know this? I mean, it's been years, and we're both married, so we have different last names. So it never even came up. But after my husband and I did the walkthrough with the house, I got an email from Julie saying they're going to go in a different direction.
No.
Smoking. I mean, she were doing her a favor if you were riding around for smoking.
And it was like a million years ago. So.
Well, but it doesn't matter. Tina wants the house. Julie's got it. And, you know, she can say no. Well, I mean, what's your next step? You have no move.
I was hoping that we could get Julie on the phone and we could work this out. I could apologize, you know?
Oh, you have no next step. Except we're your last resort.
Make it happen, guys. You're it.
Was your husband as devastated as you were?
He actually doesn't know yet. Because I feel so responsible, and I just don't want to tell him. I want to hopefully work this out, and it won't ever be a thing for him. I just can't. I can't do it to him. That's terrible.
All right, let's see if we can help you out here. This is what we're here for, is we're going to call and help you and try to convince Julie, listen, not a big deal. Like, this is 15 years ago. She was smoking filthy cigarettes.
Right? I saved her life.
You did, in a way. So we're going to get her on the phone next, and we'll see if we can get forgiveness, okay?
Thank you, guys.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Tina ratted Julie out for smoking in high school 15 years ago, and now because of that, Julie's refusing to sell her house in Roswell to Tina. Tina, sit tight. We're going to see if we can get you some forgiveness from Julie here. She won't know you're on the line.
Hello.
Good morning, Julie. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
Oh, wow. I'm doing pretty well.
We heard you guys are selling your house and leaving Georgia, and you sound like you might be a listener, which kind of makes us sad.
Yeah.
My husband's getting transferred. He's got a really great new opportunity out of state. So, I don't know. Do y'all know anyone looking for a house?
Who isn't?
Yeah, I know, right?
I thought, didn't you have a deal to sell your house to a woman named Tina?
Wow. You guys have private eyes on me or something?
What happened with that?
We can't sell to them. They had plans to just destroy the house, and I can't do it. And I don't want to put my neighbors through that, too.
Oh, huh. They were going to do some construction, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Demolition, more like
it. Geez. Oh, geez. All right. Well, Julie, we got to let you know this is a feature called Forgive and Forget. And Tina asked for our help calling you because she wanted forgiveness. She thought the deal was falling through because she ratted you out for smoking back in the day in high school.
What?
Yeah.
High school? I'm so, so sorry. It was you that ratted us out? I was a different person. It was the past. We're desperate for a new house right now, and we love your house. We're in love with it.
That's not why we're not selling to you, Tina.
Yeah, Julie, you said something about that she was going to do like a demolition or something, that she was going to change the house.
Yeah, she's got plans to change everything. Julie, you say you love the house. Wait, what are you talking about? We're not going to destroy it. That's not what our doorbell camera told us. I mean, look, we caught you and your husband as you're leaving from the walkthrough talking about all the stuff you were going to do to the house, a new kitchen, rip out the landscaping. I mean, it's totally unnecessary.
Julie, I'm curious why it matters what Tina and her family plan to do with the house.
This house was the first house for me and my husband. My kids started their lives in that house. It's home. It's like a part of me. And I just can't sleep at night knowing it's going to be ripped to shreds. Then we won't do it. Okay, we'll take the house as it is, and we'll leave it.
Oh, wait, Tina, you're going to let Julie dictate what you guys can and cannot do to this house that she's eventually no longer going to own.
I'm desperate here, guys.
Wow.
Julie, please.
If you want to bring over the plans for what you want to do, we can maybe go over them together, and I'll just approve what I think is appropriate. But I got to tell you, off the bat, like, no hot tub. This is not a hot tub community.
Done. I'll write it in the contract. I don't even care.
Well, this is a feature called Forgive and Forget. It sounds like we're sort of working our way through this. Julie, do you forgive Tina for riding you out for the smoking situation back in the day?
Sure. Like, I don't even care. I haven't even really thought about that.
Did you quit smoking?
Yes.
Oh, she's a closet smoker.
Social. Yeah,
that's why she's worried. She's like, you can't remove the smoking closet.
Julie, again, I'm really sorry. I was little. I was stupid. I'm sorry. I ratted on you. It doesn't matter. The house is more important than what happened 15 years ago in high school.
Agreed.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.